Soul Stream Radio.
Live from Angel Grove, it's time for Full Stream Radio. Hey everybody, how's it going? Joshua J here, back from my temporary reassignment in New Jersey. And today, oh, it's a special show for you kids. We're doing a retro nostalgic trip about the 1995 classic The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Good Lord.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know how we're going to honestly get through this podcast with a straight face, so God help us all.
Wait, you think that's actually going to happen?
No. There's okay. No way in hell that I'm going to make this through this episode without laughing at least once. I know on the program we're supposed to keep it, you know, professional and kind of low-key, but...
That was our whole plan the entire time?
Damn it.
Damn.
I don't think we've been doing it right.
No. No, no, we haven't.
We didn't get the memo, Matt.
Oh,
well.
That's okay. You know what? So, yes, that's right, kids. So strap on your pink spandex and get ready, because here we go, right into the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger film.
It sounds more like Mortal Kombat.
It does. Now, that would be an interesting film.
He just mixed Mortal Kombat and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That's kind of badass.
You know what's kind of cool? If you watch the latest Superpower beatdown of White Ranger versus Scorpion, they do a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Mortal Kombat kind of remix.
Oh.
And it's actually a really cool track. Available on iTunes.
Nice.
I'm buying it now, kids.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, it's badass. Oh. It's a White Ranger one-on-one with Scorpion.
Really?
And it's awesome. It's choreographed so amazingly well. And they, like I said, they do that. Remix of the Mind Morphin Power Ranger theme with some Mortal Kombat in there.
Man.
It's really, really cool.
I love to hear that. Super 90s right there. The 90s compile into one single iTunes purchase.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's really cool. Supposedly, it had like the closest ranking ever, so there's a separate ending of one with the White Ranger winning and one of Scorpion winning.
Jeez.
So it's pretty epic. I mean, I thought it was cool. And of course, JDF suiting up as the White Ranger for this particular episode.
Did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's very cool.
Interesting.
It is. It's very, very cool.
Get over here.
Indeed. Oh, yeah, he does that to him, too. It's great.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
I gotta find this now. This is awesome.
Dude, just YouTube it, man. It's all over the internet now. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
How did I miss this?
Oh, God bless you, multi-talented people of Superpowered
Beatdown.
Dude,
there's so much on YouTube. I mean...
It is.
Yeah, if you had seen everything that was worth seeing, you probably would have never left your room.
More than four.
So that's my cheap plug right there for Superpowered Beatdown.
This is my first introduction. I think I'm beyond the comfort zone of the Power Rangers. Is that a good way to put that?
Hey, you know what? At least you're not a brony.
A brony?
Yes.
Ouch.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
A brony is a male that likes My Little Pony. I've heard of that.
Yeah. Okay. No.
I got nothing against him, but I'm just saying, considering the parallel here, I think you're safer with Power Rangers than you are with My Little Pony.
Yeah. You got Amy Jo in one of them.
Exactly.
I don't know. It just seemed like a really bad version of Voltron.
Well, you know, it's funny because all of that stuff came from Japan. And the original series started, I think, in like the late 70s, early 80s. And when the original series came out in America in the 90s, they just used all the stock footage.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
The show was pretty much just American actors and then Japanese stock footage of the villains, the fights, and the robots.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And for some reason, when we were kids, it was huge. It was this huge, epic show.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of you remember who probably were there. I didn't get to go. But yeah, when the Power Rangers first came out, they made their first ever live appearance at Universal Studios. And it shut down traffic on the freeways.
I still can't believe that's bonkers.
There were so many.
Wow.
You could YouTube that as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Even from that long ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was their live appearance, and
really?
It shut down the freeway and Universal Studios.
Original five actors?
Original six.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Even I'm blown away right now.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, yeah, a lot has happened to the original cast of that show. I mean, for those of you who don't know, the original Yellow Ranger was killed in a car crash in 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know that... The original Black and Red Rangers left to pursue other avenues, but they still come to the conventions every once in a while and say hi to everybody.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
I've seen Walter Jones a few times at Comic-Con. So.
He's super nice. I haven't actually met him in person, but he seems pretty chill.
Yeah.
Which one was he?
He was the original Black Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they do anything now? Or?
I'm sure he's acting and doing other things. I'm pretty
I
sure.
I remember him on another kids' TV show, Space Cases, on Nickelodeon. But I loved that show as a kid, yeah.
Nickelodeon had some awesome shows growing up in the 90s.
It was pretty much like, I didn't see that one.
It's like it was like kids Star Trek, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is cool.
And they lived in a spaceship that was alive. And I remember, I think Walter Jones was like the kid captain. And they had another guy who was their first commander. But they hate each other because I guess their races were at like war for centuries.
So it's kind of like Farscape in Star Trek.
Yeah, I guess. Mixed together. But it's a kid version of it.
Okay.
Nice. Cool. Sorry, I'm pulling my mic a little bit closer here.
It's okay. Oh, getting intense now. He's getting intimate with the audience.
Getting intimate. I missed the audience, you know, from last week. I didn't get a chance to rap with them. But by the way,
you too, Josh.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks. From what I hear, things got a little bit out of control without me. But I'm very proud of you both, and I thank you tremendously for continuing to do the show, even though I wasn't here. So thank you, guys. So.
Well, he does.
Well,
see, I may have gone off the rails a little bit, but it's all good.
Yeah. Big brother Josh isn't here to, you know.
Smackdown.
Like, cool, Josh isn't here. Let's go ballistic, man.
Pretty much. Like, woo, sushi for all.
We don't get a lot of opportunities, so we figured we'd take advantage. You know?
Oh, I see.
I guess so.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to conduct a good program here, and, you know.
We came and sold it.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Right.
Well, for those who stuck with us.
After all that?
After all that. We're going to get back to some questions, get back to the movie.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's right. We watched the movie tonight. I hadn't seen it in forever. So.
Same here. I haven't seen it since I was like maybe 12, 10 maybe.
Oh, and thanks to the wonderfully logical Robert here and my wife, the movie has now officially been ruined for me. So thank you guys. I cannot now watch this movie without going, why are they doing this?
I'm sorry. I just had never seen it before. It's the wrong age to be introduced to this. It's just like, oh my God, this is so bad. I can't stop watching, but it's so bad.
Not as bad as Legend of Chun-Li, my friend. Nothing is as bad as Legend of Chun-Li.
Right there.
Yes, it is. Not knocking the actress who played Chun-Li, just the film. Yeah. It was a horrible, horrible film. But anyway.
All right.
That's my
side note.
Side note. Uh-oh. Sorry.
Okay. So are we ready for our first question?
Oh, yeah. It's morphin' time, baby. Let's do this. I'm going to bust out my dragon sword and do some damage.
All right, Josh. What about the story worked for you?
Story? Well, let's see. What about the story? I like that it was pretty much cut. It was pretty much straightforward. You know, there wasn't too much subplot or anything. It's just like, this is what's going on. This is the villain. This is what needs to be done, and that's it.
I like you said some plot. Yeah. I don't think it was any subplot.
Well, not really, but I was trying to be nice. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, it was. I think back in the 90s, it was very unusual to have any kind of kids movie with layers to it.
Yeah.
I think it's only recently that they tried to not play down to the audience.
Yeah. When it comes to kids movies. Well, they're also just doing a big budget version of the TV series, which is pretty much that's exactly what the episode is, just with a larger budget. This is the plot. This is the villain that needs to be stopped, and
this is new Zords we have to get. You know, to stop the new villain.
Pretty much, exactly, and it's like instead of half an hour to do it, they had an extra hour and like 10 minutes. And bigger, flashier special effects.
All right,
same quote, special effects.
But it's cool about that because it was the early 90s and it was early computer graphics. So it was kind of cool to see what they were able to do at that time before, you know, it got all shinier and prettier.
Although I'm thinking of some movies that were done beforehand that had big budgets like that.
Jurassic Park.
Much better, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Then again, yeah, that's true.
It could be that they were using the same like crew from the TV show, and they just didn't have the experience of doing that big budget CG.
That's
stuff.
True too.
I mean,
there was like, we can use computers now. Yay!
They might have even been contractually obligated to. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, that's also the same year that Mortal Kombat came out, and if you watch the CG in that film, it's pretty much the same that was used in this movie as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember that being better, but it's been. Yeah, well, 20 years since I saw that.
I love Mortal Kombat more than I like the Power Ranger film. That's one
of
those
movies.
Well,
it is a little more grown up, and there's a much.
That's a
much
great
more
movie.
Of a story, yeah.
I mean, some people love it, some people hate it, but anyway.
It's all fun.
It is.
If I remember right, it was a lot more practical effects than CG. Yeah.
I think they only use CG for like what, like some of the weaponry and for Goro.
Yeah, and that's what I've always been saying is if you're going to use CG, use it so it's practical and makes sense, and there's a reason for it. Don't just use it to use it.
Yeah, combo kind of.
Yeah. Like, it made sense. Raiden's teleporting. Okay, let's use the special effects for that. Okay,
yeah.
Scorpion's throwing his spear. Okay, special effect for that. It's not like we have all the special effects. Let's use it. It's like, okay, we can use this tool for this. Not like, oh, let's use this tool for the entire movie.
You know, something occurs to me. I wonder if they kept some of the CG simple so that way when they went back to the TV series, people weren't expecting that advanced CG from the movie to be on the TV series.
You know what, dude? The special effects on the series was actually better than the special effects in the movie. I could actually tell it was a Megazord versus what the hell am I looking at?
Yeah. Megazord. Like, it was an actual, like, it's weird to say, but it's an actual physical being on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you can tell there was something. Yeah, you can tell there was something there. Stuff was being destroyed. Granted, it was miniatures, but still something was being destroyed. Whereas here, it was just like miniatures and like and nothing affected it. If you can tell the CG, like the battle was going on, but like nothing was really happening.
Yeah,
nothing happened to the background.
That's funny. All right, Matt, it's your turn. What about the story really worked for you?
Story, I say with question mark.
Exactly.
I mean, but it's, like you were saying, it's really simplistic. It is point A to point B.
Yeah, like you could pretty much, like Matt and I, if we wanted to, could sit down for an hour and write the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers sequel because it's pretty much cut and dry. This is where we need to go, this is where we need to be, and this is how it's going to end.
Yeah.
Done. It's not like, okay, let's give this movie tons of subplot and character depth. It's just, okay, good guys, bad guys, robots, the end.
Yeah, there wasn't much like in character, too, no, it seems there like. Wasn't. Like, they're all kind of just like blank slates of do-gooders, and then
yeah.
Bad guys.
There's no characterization. There's no real conflict. You just know them from who they are from the show. There's not like they never really had any serious storylines, which I thought really hurt. I think was a detriment to the actors because it's pretty much I'm going to show up and be a good guy, and that's it. There's no like, oh, my character went through this or my character went through that.
Yeah.
Like you would see on other shows. It's just I'm going to show up and smile in pink spandex and be like, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
And like I thought it was interesting that the big bad guy Zord or. What was his name?
Who?
Ivan Ooze?
Ivan Ooze?
No, not him. The
Zordon.
Zordon.
Yeah.
He's like, I am the Emperor of Evil. I'm like, wait.
Wait, Zordon like, was saying that?
Well, he's like, I represent everything evil.
Oh, that's Lord Zedd.
Lord Zedd.
Yeah, there's Zedd and there's Zordon. There's
sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was saying the bad guy. But yeah, it's just interesting. He's like, I am evil. And like, it's just so.
He's pretty much announcing it.
Most bad guys don't actually say they're bad guys. Even mob bosses are like, well, I go to Catholic Church. I'm going to heaven.
I mean, half their names were like evil. Like, actually, Rita Repulsa. I mean, where do you go from there?
Actually, Lord Zedd's Jewish, just so you know.
And British.
Was he actually Lord Zeddenberg?
And I think he was. Zeddenberg. They shortened it during the war. During the war. No, actually, the reason I say this is because they did an episode there was a three-part series that they did in the original series called The Wedding, and
I remember this episode.
And Zedd, I shit you not, during the reception, they were playing, the Jewish celebration song, you know, the da 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 da. I'm led to believe that
that is awesome.
Lord Zedd is Jewish.
I didn't.
So L'chaim.
That's awesome. I remember the episode. I don't remember that at all happening.
Yeah, it was hilarious. That's I'm like, amazing. Oh my god, they're playing the Jewish celebration song. What the hell is wrong with? Okay, Zedd's Jewish. Cool.
Questions are answered now.
He just went up in my eyes.
Nice.
Lord Zeddenberg. I love it.
I just want to do stand-up comedy. It's like, what is the deal with all this airline food?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And now, the comedic stylings of Lord Zedd.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is. That's great.
All right. So, question number two.
Uh-oh.
Back to you, Josh.
Oh, boy.
Rutt-Rose.
What about the movie worked for you?
What about the movie? Well, let's see here.
Not the story.
Yes, I know. Not the story. I really liked the fact that it had a really good musical score behind it.
Okay.
That's one thing I really enjoyed about it. I liked the fact that it had a budget.
But Did they use it?
No, not really.
Wisely, no.
Half all the movie's budget, I'm assuming, went to pay Paul Freeman's paycheck.
So can't believe Paul Freeman's in the movie.
Yeah, that's a funny note, kids. For those of you who don't know, the guy who played the villain Ivan Ooze in the film was Belloc in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
And that blows my mind completely.
Yeah.
As a whole new perspective, Belloc
with a ton of purple makeup on, and I'm like, oh my god, did he need the money, or did he just really like the script, or wow. It's always an interesting thing to me, the roles that actors choose.
Yeah.
I'm always wondering what is their thought process behind it. That's, you know.
Maybe it just was the only job he could get at the time.
Maybe.
Which is kind of sad because he was Belloc. Come on.
Let's see. What else did I like? I like the fact that their suits looked like actual armored suits. Like they looked strong in their suits. They didn't look like the pink spandex they wore in the series. It looked like they could actually take some damage. It made them look more powerful. Like I said, during the Man of Steel show where Superman looked powerful. He looked like Superman should look. They looked like imposing. Exactly. Thank you, Matt. And that was one thing I really enjoyed about it, because besides Amy Jo Johnson in pink shorts and, you know, Dulcea character wearing next to nothing, I'm like, okay, well,
yeah.
At least there's this.
Yeah.
Still nice. Feelings
they had to throw something into the dads who were dragged to the thing.
You know what's sad? I remember being 15 in the movie theater watching this, and it's a packed theater, and all the kids are all into it and jumping around because, yay, Power Rangers and all this, and the parents are just like,
oh my god,
why are we watching this?
Pretty much.
That I'd rather see.
However, to this day, I'm my new favorite line is colossal assault vehicles. That is the best terminology I've ever heard for a Zord, is colossal assault vehicles.
Now,
that is badass.
Bad ones or the good ones?
Good ones.
Good ones.
Okay.
Good robots.
Those were the big old robots that they would pilot and stuff.
You'll have to bear with me. I'm a Power Rangers virgin, as it were.
It's okay.
He's barely learned terminology. He's like, Zords?
What?
He pronounced it Zords?
Well, I'm figuring at this point, this episode will either make or break the show. I'm like, oh my god, the assholes. They did Power Rangers. What the hell's wrong with them? I'm going to listen to something else. Where's the Nerdist? Nerdists don't talk about Power Rangers. I'm actually, sure bullshit. They totally would.
Yeah, they would.
Are you kidding me?
If assuming they haven't already.
Dude,
I'm sure
so
they have.
Shows at this point.
I'm sure they lose their minds if they got like JDF to go on the show.
Oh, I'm sure they have. I'd love to get JDF on our show. I would love to meet
if you're
that
out
dude.
There, we'll love to interview you.
Someday. All right, I'm putting it out there, universe. One day we will have JDF as a guest on Full Stream Radio, and it will be epic. And Robert's going to watch his P's and Q's, otherwise JDF will kick his head off.
Exactly. Literally, he would.
He would.
Trained MMA fighter.
Robert, why did you bring a gun to the show?
For protection. Against what?
Power Rangers must die.
After 10,000 years, I'm free. Now with a gun, I'm going to conquer Earth.
He's JDF. He could catch the bullets. His years of martial arts training has prepared him for this.
That's why it's a shotgun, not a...
He'd still develop.
Catch the buckshot, bitch.
Oh my god.
He just pulls a Bugs Bunny, he just like turns it around towards you.
That's right, JDF. If you're listening, direct all your rage and karate know-how to one Robert Hunter of Full Stream Radio. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
I'm just kidding, dude.
All right.
I can't do the show with a straight face. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Well, we warned you, audience, ahead of time.
My face hurts. I'm sorry. Welcome back, everyone, to Full Stream Radio. Joshua J here with the guys. I'm sorry. I just... moving on, next question.
All right. Well, it's actually the same question.
Hand motions.
We're around to Matt here.
Yeah. Well,
Matt, same question to you. What about the movie worked for you?
Attractive women.
Hell yes.
And as he was saying, the suits actually looked imposing.
Yep.
I mean, for me, it was a pure nostalgic trip.
Yeah.
I think that's why I got the most enjoyment out of watching it from, like, an adult perspective. But as a movie as a whole, as a kid, had a lot of fighting. A lot of fighting. Awesome score. Wish they had a little bit more from Ron Reiserman, but...
There's a lot less fighting than I was expecting from a martial arts movie.
Yeah. Well, that's a funny thing about that film. Is that for those of you who have seen it, you know that they're really only in their suits for like probably 30 minutes the entire film. The rest of the time, it's just them.
Yeah, two fight scenes.
Like a third of the
movie. Yeah, pretty much. And for most of that, they're getting their asses kicked.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, it's like, I thought you were supposed to be imposing. Nope, you just got beat up by a girl in a green bikini. All good.
And it wasn't just a little bit. It was like a smackdown.
Oh,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it was like 3 seconds in. We're the Power Rangers. We're in Tim. No, you're not.
I love the fact they did the whole morphing sequence, and then they're like, hey, where'd the bad guys go?
Yeah.
The bad guys literally like ran off.
They ran off as they were doing their...
And actually coordinating an attack plan against the Power Rangers, which the Power Rangers should have done in the first place.
They're pretty much drafting battle plans and everything. Are they still doing that? Oh, yeah. We're good, man.
I don't know. If I was the bad guy, I would take that opportunity while they're so busy trying to get their suits on, one at a time, no less.
But you can ask the
same... To shoot them in the face.
You can ask the same question of any of those shows. Like Voltron, it takes, probably for another 5-10 minutes to put all the lions together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're at least in the lions at that point. You can shoot the lions and they'll just ding off.
However, nerd info right here, when they're in that, morphing or whatever, combining stage, they can't actually be penetrated. Because they're in this really cool ball of...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I assumed it was, slowed down just for effect.
No, they actually had a scene in one of the episodes where one of the Robies actually tried to do that. They tried to jump and stop them from transforming, and the energy from them trying to combine shot the Robies out.
What?
It was
awesome.
I don't
remember that at all.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm following. So this is when they're combining their robot thingies together, they're changing into the Power Rangers?
Oh, no, I'm talking about Voltron. And they're all very similar. Yeah, okay, in Voltron, they have to combine the lines.
I'm glad I clarified because I was back on.
And it's all, like I said, it's all Japanese and it's all really similar concepts because it's all that Sentai stuff.
Yeah.
Sentai, not hentai. That's totally something else.
I remember the bubble being around them when they were doing their thing. They had this big energy that was kind of clear.
It's like you guys were saying, why don't they just, jump in and stop them? And like I said, in one of the episodes, one of the monsters tried to, and the energy from them trying to... combining, just shot him right out. It's like, nope, I don't think so. You're getting Voltron, bitch.
But the Power Rangers apparently don't have that, at least not in the movie.
Well, I remember in actually one episode when the Green Ranger was evil, he actually jumped in the Megazord and started beating them up inside the Megazord.
Yeah, it was awesome. They had this one series. Okay, we're pretty much giving, Robert Power Ranger Q&A.
That's true. His face is priceless, being like, what?
What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, in one of the...
I'm just trying to keep all the terminology straight. So the Megazord is when they're all combined.
Yeah, they're all combined. I'm sorry, I assumed you knew.
On this series, and a lot of fans of the show know this, there's a five-parter miniseries called Green with Evil, and that's where the Green Ranger shows up and just lays the smackdown on all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, like Matt was saying, in this one episode, when they first meet him, he literally leaps into the Green Ranger, leaps into the Megazord, beats the crap out of him, tosses them all out of their machine, and then goes down for more.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
A coordinated attack plan.
Yeah.
So maybe it's easier to beat the Power Rangers up if you're not a giant monster.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think because he's a ranger, he can get access inside the Megazord.
Pretty much. Yeah. All I know is they got beat down in that.
Yeah.
It was great.
Awesome.
Yeah. Definitely watch the Japanese version of that series, though. The American version is definitely watered down.
Yeah, from what I've heard, yes.
Is it? Okay.
So, just a little fun fact there.
All right.
Yes.
Third question and final question.
Oh, right. Final question.
You're getting tired of Power Rangers already?
are we done?
No. We still got What Would Godzilla Do? And
all right. That's
things.
Right. What Would Godzilla Do? Cool. I love
we got lots to look forward to.
Nice.
I like this.
All right.
Yes.
So, Josh, what would you have done to improve the story?
To improve? Are we talking about the film itself or what?
Well, the film. We're specifically talking
specifically
about
the
movie.
The film?
Made then or made now? That would be my question.
Yeah, made then or made now?
Well, remember, this is just the story, so this has nothing to do with special effects.
Well, said, if I was going to improve the story, I would definitely add more character to the Rangers and more character in general and just more story so you actually can relate to these people as opposed to just, being cookie-cutter characters where you're just like, okay.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 90210.
Pretty much.
Actually, that would not be almost, X-Men it or Fantastic Four it, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly, for sure,
Some infighting, some characterization. I can see where you're going with this. I'm liking it.
I don't know. Give it more of a serious tone. Not so kid-friendly. I'd lose the flipping around and the hand gestures before each battle.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry, I don't know what purpose that serves. If I'm going to flip or if I'm going to jump out of the way in some big to-do, it's going to be because I'm jumping for my life or something like that. Not because...
Yeah, that's a lot of wasted energy.
It is. It really is.
I love how they, when they land, they'll land in a thing of 5 bad guys. and they'll do like five hand gestures, and then the thing goes attack, and they just punch him once.
Mm-hmm.
But the like all the flipping and the five hand gestures did nothing.
No,
they're not even blocking. There's nothing.
You know, I'm all for like the group pose. That's always kind of cool. But don't waste all like 10 minutes. You know,
hand gestures. Yeah,
just jump in. Pose, go for it.
I think that was another 30% of the movie. Was just
it was the
hand gestures.
Hand gestures and flipping.
It only takes a second, but when you do 20 of them, it adds up.
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's
true. I'd love to talk to the editor of that movie and be like, dude, so seriously, what was it like editing this thing? He's were there scenes where you just wanted to like cut it out?
Did you have to have a team of people just because somebody was on the floor laughing so
hard? You know what? Actually, I'm going to switch that question around, Robert. If you were the editor of this film, how would you have made it better? Like, what would you have taken out to make it more of a stronger film?
As an editor?
I would have to go back to being a DP before even the editing. For one, your argument, I think, that you've said about a lot of movies is this is the epitome of that. Unnecessary CG over practical.
Yeah.
For the budget they had and the time period of the development of CG, 80% of what they did with CG was unnecessary. And they had already spent the budget on building models. I mean, that was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So I would get rid of a lot of that. I would also cut, like I was saying, a lot of the unnecessary parts of it to – because it almost disrupted the flow of the movie. Even as a kid, that would have bothered me, all the excessive hand gestures. Like, you can have a couple. I mean, if that's part of their thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was just over the top. Within 5 minutes, they did the aerial flip things where they have the camera down on the ground and then flipping over. They did it 4 times in 5 minutes.
Hmm.
And it takes, what, a good 10 seconds to show each one individually flipping over. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, it's a cool effect, but you don't do it that many times. Once in the entire movie would have been fine.
That's true. That whole morphing sequence was got to be like, what, 10, 20 minutes before they actually got to start fighting?
Yeah.
Yeah. it was just an unnecessary interruption to the flow of the movie.
Yeah, it kind of felt like it slowed it down a bit. I mean, I like the initial morphing part. That's always cool to see because it's, you know, big budget morphing effect.
Yeah, exactly. Neat.
But after that, it's like, okay, you're morphed. Go after him. Don't just stand there and keep flipping around.
I love how they morph, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, where'd they go? Oh, we have to sneak in quietly and figure out where the bad guys are for another 5 minutes. Like a Scooby, right.
It's a Scooby mystery.
Yeah, pretty much.
One thing I thought
there's a notch in the corner.
Jerry, there's monsters all around the corners.
Monsters, what?
One thing I thought was kind of interesting is, like, if you look back to the old Star Trek TV shows. Like, before they got re-edited, before they got digitally enhanced, the special effects that were done then, like even the teleporting sequences, all that kind of stuff, looked far more
beaming.
Realistic.
Hello, get your terminology right. It's beaming, Robert.
It's through a teleporter.
Whatever.
Beam.
Through a teleporter.
Don't do Star Trek with me, man.
Beam. Oh, bring it, bitch.
Hello, nerd on.
No, I'm just kidding.
So, but just, it's like they were trying too hard to use new technology that was unnecessary and undeveloped.
Yeah.
If they'd stuck with the tried and true, they could have done it cheaper. It would have looked more realistic. And they probably would have saved a lot of time. Doing that, the CG monsters probably took a lot of time and energy that was unnecessary.
Probably at that time, too, with the technology they had.
Yeah, I mean, I can think of how long it takes to render 3D now.
Mm-hmm.
I that would have been several months of rendering.
Where was Ray Harryhausen when you needed him?
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
They could have done like Clash of the Titans with the Megazord fight. It would probably looked 100 times better.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I actually agree. I think it would have looked better with Claymation.
Popular belief, Josh is smarter than he looks.
But yeah, I mean, I would have had them reshoot a couple things and add a couple things in, but yeah, I think you have to take it back to the beginning.
And I think you said you would change the ninja costumes as well, because you said it looked Arabian, not ninja.
Yeah, well, it was Arabian. I mean, look back on any Arabic movie, you'll see that style with the loose-fitting pants.
Mm-hmm.
And even the belt had little details on it that was very Arabic.
Hmm.
The only thing that was remotely ninja-esque about them was the fact that they had those
gullets?
It's the kind of gloves they were using.
Mm.
Okay.
With the thing that went over the hand, I forget what that's called.
Well, you know what's funny? In the series, they actually looked more ninja-like, because they were more covered with their faces and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did they have those kind of suits too, they or did. Just the?
Yeah. Same suits, but their faces were more like ninja masks as opposed to what they were in the film.
Like the shawls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I like the Arabic look. I think that's actually cooler.
I liked it. I thought it was cool. But I give props to the costume designer for that.
Yeah.
You know.
Like Prince of Persia. Think of that.
Yeah.
I see that kind of.
Like I'll think of the game, not the movie.
Yeah.
Preferably.
I'm kidding. I actually never like that movie.
The game, the commercials for the game, you see almost that exact same costume.
All right.
Like, so.
All right, Matt. On to you, sir. What do you think?
About what?
What would you have done to improve the story? The story.
Oh, the story itself?
Yeah.
As an entirely new movie, like rebooted, or are we talking like. Back then, because my thing is, I kind of would have.
We're not talking about filming the movie. We're talking about just the script, the story.
I gotta agree with Josh actually fleshing out the characters.
Yep.
Because honestly, they were just blank slates the entire movie. Just like, oh, we're the good guys, and oh, we're the bad guys, and it's like, well, why are you the good guys? Why are you the bad guys?
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
So a little more backstory I would like too, because there's that little like title crawl, but it's just like. Basic, we kind of already know, oh, they got, you know, Zordon's good, blah, blah, blah. But you don't understand, but we don't get, like, why Zordon is fighting all the villains, and we don't understand why all the villains hate Zordon so much, and vice versa.
Other than that, just good guys versus bad
guys. Yeah. I want some backstory.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Yeah, and I agree there. One additional point to what you're saying is that all the conflict seems to do with things that have nothing to do with Earth. Like, all the beings that are fighting have nothing to do with Earth. Earth is just there, I think, for the fact of having the teenagers.
Yeah.
Which is pointless. All the warriors are on other planets.
Mm-hmm.
So the story would have even worked better if Earth had nothing to do with it. If it was like Dune or Star Wars or something like that. It almost made it make less sense. There has to be some reason for Earth.
Well, one thing that bothered me, and a lot of villains will do this in film, is like they'll be like, if they're the big megalomaniacal villains, they'll be like, I want to destroy the universe, and then blah, 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 my revenge will be complete. It's like, well, wait a minute. Why do you want to destroy the universe? There'll be nothing left. Don't you rather just conquer it, and then you can just reap the rewards?
Yeah.
That never made sense to me. It's like, okay, I get it. You're evil. You're going to destroy everything, but then what? What's next?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What are you going to do with a destroyed universe? You just going to hang out and play cards? It's like, you know, twiddle your thumbs? Like, yeah. Conquer. Remember, kids, conquer first, reap the rewards, don't destroy things.
Yeah, you destroy it. You destroy everything. There's nothing for everybody else.
Yeah.
Truly evil people want people to suffer.
And which his character did, but in the end, it's like. There's nothing left. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to mention, like, they don't even really explain why he wants everyone to suffer.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm bad over the top.
And, yeah, exactly. I'm bad and I'm evil and I'm purple and you're going to pay. And it's like, okay, why?
Yeah.
Why?
So, I mean, even originally, he was like, I'm mad because you locked me up for 6,000 years. I was like, well, why did he lock him up? Lock you up? Yeah, a lot of the movie took place like centuries ago.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of this stuff happened like 6,000 years ago, like I said. And it's like, okay, so basically you're just hashing out old shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old purple shit.
Everything is just like 6,000 years ago, this happened. 10,000 years ago, this happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because on the intro to the series, she'd be, you know, Rita would be like, after 10,000 years, I'm free.
Yeah. Time to conquer Earth.
Anyway.
Yeah. One thing I didn't get is it's said in the intro that a group of teenagers. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A group of teenagers are the ones who locked him in, who had that power that the Power Rangers have.
Yeah.
So why did he not have any fear that that would happen with the new Power Rangers? That didn't make any sense.
I don't know. It's like when you know, put the alarm on your car, you think it's safe and you don't have to worry about it, but then, your car's gone.
Yeah. That's true.
It's still just, I was like, oh.
Yeah, just logic just thrown out the window with this film. It really is.
And what did he need the parents for? If he can just make Uzi... I mean, was there a reason for that I missed?
They needed an attempt at conflict. They need some kind of resolution.
That's one thing I would approve of the story. Don't understand the whole kid subplot.
Yeah.
Because even as a kid, I'm like, who the hell is this kid and why do I care about him?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, why would you use the parents? Why can't you just create more of your little purple guys and... Oh, that's right. You're evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
Purple guys.
Purple evil. And you're going to do evil things, making parents jump to their doom.
And if he was truly evil, wouldn't he have just enslaved them rather than, you know, overtake them?
Again, it's
and why... make the kids watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's the whole why destroy the universe when you can just conquer it and rule?
Yeah.
I would rule.
Yeah.
I totally rule.
You totally rule.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Ask us her.
All right. On that note, I think it's time for What Would Godzilla Do? That's years of voiceover training right there, baby.
All right.
Nice. All right. Well, keeping with the Power Ranger theme match, who would win in a fight, Godzilla or the Dragon Zord?
Oh, dear God. It's my 7-year-old Matt's dream come true. Seriously.
Mind you, there's no Green Ranger involved here. It's just one-on-one.
I think they would get in a fight. It would be like, they were like, sounds kind of racist, but like Irish guys. Like, they would get in a fight, realize they're kind of like friends. Like, oh, you like destroying cities? I love destroying cities. You like fighting monsters? I like destroying monsters. Let's hang out. Let's get some beers and start some fights other monsters.
And they're both green.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. So Godzilla's Irish.
Yes.
Nice.
Love over a pint.
He's Mikko Godzilla.
Oh, Mikko Godzilla.
Mikko Godzilla. A fine Irish name.
Godzilla can make friends with anybody.
Yeah, there you go.
He can. And then they'll all go stomp on Mothra because moths are evil. Evil!
As we all learned.
All right. So, what would Godzilla do if he had to fight the Power Rangers?
If he had to fight the Power Rangers?
Mm.
Again, 7-year-old Matt's dream come true. Because part of me is like, well, they can just technically take their power sword and slash him and he explodes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, does that work on all monsters or just evil monsters?
Yeah.
That's my question. I don't know why I'm throwing that nerd logic out there, but.
Because nerd logic is the only logic that truly makes sense in
the universe.
I guess
so. So that would be my question is, like, would the sword make Godzilla explode? Or could he just, like, blast breath on them and make their... Basically, whoever explodes first, I think, is the real question here.
Well, I think if it was just regular original Megazord versus Godzilla, I got to give it to Godzilla.
Yeah, it was a little slow, wasn't it?
You know, if we're talking later in the series, I'd probably have to give it to the Power Rangers because they just use the Ultra Zord and then be it.
Oh, that dude! Yeah, that's right. I forgot because there was Megazord, Dragon Megazord, and they brought out the Ultra Zord, which all of them combine for one super gigantic blast of Earth shattering proportions.
I don't know if I was Godzilla, I'd eat them before they got into the machines.
Ooh, there you go.
That's a smart idea. Just stomp on them.
That's true.
It's like, as we're making hand gestures, we're going to call the Megazord, stomp.
Godzilla just be like...
They're flipping in the air for 10 minutes.
He just be like, smack, smack, smack.
These people are annoying me.
He's like, you know what? I'm done here. I'm bored. He just walks back into the ocean. Battle's over.
Ay, ay, ay. The Rangers have just been stomped on by Godzilla.
Oh, no. Find 6 new teenagers. Quickly, Alpha. Quick. Oh, no. Godzilla's heading for the command center.
This is like fan fiction Matt was written as 7-year-old.
So was 7-year-old Matt really into Godzilla then, too?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
It was like, I think the same year was like Jurassic Park, Godzilla, Power Rangers.
Okay.
Man, I don't even remember what I was into when I was like 7 years old. I think it was like, it was Ninja Turtles.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
same here.
Thundercats and Silverhawks. Those were the kind of the shows I dug when I was
and
7 years old.
And Simpsons, of course.
Simpsons wasn't on in 87, dude. Simpsons didn't debut till 89 on Tracy Ullman's show.
Well, I'm thinking when I was 7.
Oh.
But I'm older than you are.
I know. It was on when I was 7, I think.
Oh, man. And that's a show
Tracy
for another
Ullman
topic.
Show.
I mean, that's a topic for another show. Sorry.
How old am I?
No, The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, God, The Simpsons are awesome.
Yeah.
Simpsons. Oh, I can go on and on for Simpsons, honestly.
Oh, good Lord. All righty, then. So.
With that tangent in hand.
Up on.
Bop. All right, listeners, how's it going? And now it's time for one of our favorite things. Here's Robert Hunter with your favorite in mind, Hunter Headlines. Come around the world now. It's going to be Hunter Headlines.
All right. Well, a reoccurring theme it seems to be these days. Lego's bringing out some more nerd iconic Legos for us.
Nice. What do we got this week?
We have Big Bang Theory.
Ooh.
Bazinga.
Nice.
And it looks like you're even going to be able to exchange Sheldon's shirts. You can have the Flash shirt.
Nice. That's awesome.
I might just have to go out and buy that set.
Dude,
that is
I want a Lego game of this show.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I want Lego Big Bang Theory the game. Just, I don't know how they're going to do it, but bring it on.
Dude, are the missions like, Sheldon needs to go to the comic book store. How are you going to get there?
Exactly.
You're talking about a video game, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. We could totally make a board game out of
yes.
the characters.
And be like, Leonard wants to ask out Penny, but doesn't know how to do it. Figure it out, guys.
Dude, I could list a whole name of movies that I want Lego to make into games, starting
or
with
TV
Back
shows.
To the Future.
I heard they're actually making Back to the Future Legos.
Really?
I mean, Legos themselves, not the game,
not
though,
the
right?
Oh.
Okay, no, just Legos, yeah.
No, the game would be amazing.
Unless they do like a Lego movie type game where it's just all the franchises just kind of thrown together.
I would love that. You know, do a Lego Back to the Future game, please. Do all three films. It'd be fun. I would love that.
Oh, I'm trying. I can only think of the secret characters like Marty McFly and the past. Oh my God. Oh,
anyway.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm thinking now.
So there's also rumors that there's going to be a Doctor Who Lego set.
Ooh.
I guess there was some kind of ban for a while that's been lifted, so that's
really?
What invites us on.
Cool.
So I don't know. I mean, the Doctor Who changes so frequently, I don't know how they would do that.
Don't ask me. I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
And then there's going to be Sherlock ones. Now, I'm curious whether it's going to be Sherlock the TV show or just
the
Sherlock
TV show.
Holmes.
Five bucks says TV show.
Yeah, I'm going to say TV show.
You'd think that'd be a little too dark for...
No,
it's got to be geared towards...
No. Every fangirl wants a little Lego Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
And...
Or Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? That gives me a great idea for a series I want to pitch now. It's a, it's about a guy and a dragon that solve crimes together.
I see where you're going with this, aren't you?
Yes.
It's the Devil S Show, Sherlock and Smog.
That's
or basically a fangirl's wet dream.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just funny to me that both of them were in both movies.
Yeah,
both
that,
movie
that,
would,
that cracked me up too. That's awesome. Anyway.
All right. So also, apparently there's going to be some hints in the new Captain America 2 movie that lead you to believe there's going to be an R-rated spinoff.
Nice. Did it say for what character or just an R-rated?
I think they're worried about giving away too much. So
okay.
they're not leaking what is going to cause that, but critics are saying that they're hinting towards it. So I think it'll probably be obvious for anybody who's familiar with the comic books. But
nice. I'm hoping for a Punisher, Daredevil, or Ghost Rider reboot as R-rated.
Oh, I totally agree with that, man.
That would be awesome.
I would love the Midnight Suns. That would be perfect. I know a lot of people aren't as familiar with that, but it's like the badass evil hero
anti-hero.
Avengers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say evil here. I mean, the way they take people out is kind of gruesome.
That is true. Punisher pretty much has no remorse. He's just going to be like, you're evil, bam.
Yeah.
He'd do that to Ivan Ooze. Punisher versus Ivan Ooze.
Oh, like Ghost Rider literally traps somebody in their own worst nightmare. And that's how he protects the good people.
Anyway.
And it's
awesome.
Non-discriminatory. It's just, you did anything remotely evil. Any of you eat too much,
you're damned.
You're damned.
That's crazy. Wow.
He's got no qualms of taking anybody out.
Oh, man.
It's like drowning chocolate, little Timmy. You ate one too many cookies.
No!
Although I think it does have to be something where they've affected somebody else.
Hmm. Interesting.
Because, I mean, you're reliving the sins from the perspective.
Okay. Then I'd hate to be a Kardashian.
Oh, that is so wrong.
But so right.
It is.
All right. So, just getting off of the Oscars, it looks like we're rolling out for the next award ceremony. The MTV Movie Awards have announced some of their nominations.
Is that awards?
Of course they have awards.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I'm an old man.
MTV.
In my day, David Lee Roth was the host and we liked it.
There was music videos.
Now it's reality TV.
Yeah, it is. That's just annoying.
Anyway.
All right. So, so The Hobbit has been nominated for Movie of the Year.
Ooh,
wow.
Best Fight with Orlando Bloom. Best on-screen transformation for Orlando Bloom. Best
what?
Hero for Martin Freeman.
What?
Transformation as in...
What kind of reward is that?
As in hero's journey or as in like they change clothes?
Yeah.
I don't think it's change clothes. I think it's, I think it's progression because he goes from being the, you know, basically, I'll do anything you want, Mr. Elf King. I'll do anything at all to screw this. I'm my own person. I think that's what they mean.
Okay. I was like, does he morph? Does Legolas bust out the morpher and he's all like, you know, Woodland Realm! Woodland Realm Megazord!
as awesome as Martin Freeman was in the movie, I don't get the whole best hero, especially when you hear some of the other things that are going up for nominations.
Oh, come on. Oakenshield was a much better hero. Let's be honest.
I don't know. He was more of an anti-hero, I think.
Hey, anti-heroes are the best.
All right. So also nominated, Thor the Dark World. You've got Best Shirtless Performance and Best Hero. Really?
What?
Out of all, that should be also nominated for Movie of the Year. I think that was up there too. I liked The Hobbit, but Thor the Dark World is one of the, I think, one of the better superhero movies that were made.
I didn't get to see it, and I want to see it.
Oh, you have to see it. It is far superior than the first one.
Nice.
And I liked the first one.
That's actually a lot of fun to watch.
It's intense, though.
Cool.
The first time, I've seen it twice now. The second time was a lot less intense, but the first time it's pretty intense to watch.
Nice. I'll see anything with Natalie Portman in it.
And Kat Dennings.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, I'm sold. I'm sold.
Yeah, you almost forget she's in it. She does a great job. Yeah.
She's awesome.
They don't play up her character at all.
No.
Which is weird considering the popularity of Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, it's just her being sassy. And it's like,
it is, yeah.
And it's like, who can it go
works
wrong
for
that?
Her. Yeah. It does.
And they give her somebody to make fun of in the movie, which is just perfect.
Nice.
All right,
what else we got?
We have Iron Man. It's nominated for Best Cameo Performance and Best Hero.
Wait, who's the cameo performance for?
Joan Rivers.
What?
Wait,
Joan Rivers was in Iron Man?
When?
Iron Man 3.
When?
I honestly can't remember. Apparently it wasn't that memorable because I saw the movie. I don't remember her being in it.
I don't remember her at all.
Okay, whatever.
But Best Hero is Robert Downey, obviously.
Of course.
That makes sense. My question is for Best Cameo Appearance, how come it doesn't go to Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk?
Yeah.
In that secret scene at the end.
Oh,
that
I remember that.
That was awesome.
When he's like, Tony, I'm not that kind of doctor.
That was the best. That was awesome. They just need to do a movie with those two together. Just Iron Man and Hulk need to team up for their own film.
And Wolverine.
A buddy comedy. I would dig it.
Nice. Buddy comedy.
I think it should be Wolverine in there, too. Because the Hulk and Wolverine are constantly doing stuff.
That's true.
But actually, I would rather see Hulk and Wolverine and then Bruce Banner and
Tony Stark.
Because I think the non-Hulk version of the two, I think they play off each other much better. Yeah. That would be fun.
That'd be awesome.
Could do like a Hangover version.
It's like Bosom Buddies.
All right, so then we also have Man of Steel, Star Trek Into Darkness, and World War Z. Receiving nominations also for Best Hero.
Best Hero?
Yep.
For who?
There's like five of them.
For who? For Khan? I mean, not for Khan. For Kirk or for Spock or...
What are we talking about here?
Well, they're not actually mentioning it.
Kind
into
of
the
vague,
release.
Isn't this?
Yeah,
this
they do really say vague. Who the best villain is. The best villain is Benedict Cumberbatch and Brad Pitt is best scared as shit performance. That's actually the name of the nomination.
Wow.
MTV has some interesting categories.
Oh, Jesus.
This is getting worse than Golden Globe. It's like excuses to bring someone out here.
Yeah.
It's like, Brad Pitt, can you come into our party? I don't feel like it. Well, we'll give you an award. For what?
I'm sorry. I cannot wait for our Star Trek show.
It's like, best scared shitty at performance? All right, I'll come for free drinks.
Scared as shit performance.
Oh, scared as shit performance.
You think, he did such a good job in that movie. Like, you could give him so many things. Best scared as shit. He wasn't really that scared for half of the movie. Everybody around him was scared.
I never saw World War Z. I just know that Mel Brooks' son wrote it.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, the book, yeah. He did.
Wrote the book,
okay.
Not the movie. Yeah.
But I didn't know that about the book. I never read the book.
We all know, as writers, how well books translate to film.
Well, apparently they did an adaptation rather than a direct translation.
What's the difference?
An adaptation is making something unique, like the Walking Dead series versus the comic books. That's an adaptation.
Okay.
So if you read the book, watching the movie isn't going to necessarily give away what's going to happen in the movie.
See, because the book is, honestly, there's actually no main character. It's basically,
the main book is pretty much just a big collection of stories throughout the zombie apocalypse.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
And you can almost do it like a Burns type documentary, honestly.
Hmm.
They did a really cool concept with that. That was very different. Hmm. And I thought they did a good job. And I think how they did the Brad Pitt character is he's the one doing all the different stories. So those are the headlines.
Nice.
All right. So what do we have on store for our people next week?
Well, next week, kids, you're going to like this. Next week, we will be discussing the RoboCop remake. Not the original 1987 movie, but the newest one where RoboCop is the Dark Knight, apparently, in this film. And I haven't yet to see it, but I am, I'm going to reserve judgment until I watch it and just, you know.
Look forward to it.
I look forward to seeing it and see if maybe it's better than the original. I don't know. Probably not, but... I mean, I grew up with the original, so I love it. Obviously, you know.
Well, at least in our age group.
But you know what? Maybe they did some really cool things with it they couldn't have done in the '80s. So I hear it's a very different film.
Yeah,
so.
Like what was it? Judge Dredd. That reboot was ridiculously
good. That's true.
I mean, it was dark and
awesome,
kind of messed up.
But yes, it was
really good. And
nothing like the Stallone version at all.
You're not the law. I'm the law.
I could just say that all day. I want a shirt that says that. I love t-shirts. If you guys don't know that about me, I love t-shirts. So I want a t-shirt that just says,
why haven't they made a shirt like that says,
with, awesome.
With Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
With Stallone going,
that'd be awesome.
You know what would be really funny? What's having that? A shirt where it has the two different Judge Dredds yelling at each other.
You're not the law. You're not the law. You're not the law. You're not the law.
Oh, jeez.
Well, yeah, awesome. I hope they actually continue that. I mean, they left it where they can make sequel.
There's talks about doing a sequel.
Because that would be awesome.
That was great. He just went in. The whole movie was awesome.
I've liked most of what that actor's done.
Carl Urban, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. I like him.
Yeah, did you see that Priest movie he was in, too?
I did not see Priest. I have not seen that
one. It's a weird movie. I'm told that's also a comic adaptation, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
But it's very weird. It's like vampires as you've never known vampires.
So Twilight. No.
That's pretty classic vampire stuff in Twilight.
There's nothing. What? Wait. What?
We're talking mythology, mythos, like how you make them. And like the vampires in Priest are more like aliens than they are like traditional demonic vampires.
Okay. Hmm,
interesting.
All right.
All right. Well, okay, cool.
I think you just got Hell's Track. Yeah, I think you just got us when it got confused when you're like,
yeah.
Traditional like Twilight. We're like, what?
What are you talking about?
You said like Twilight.
Man, you are married.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're still.
Like, I'm married, but you're definitely married.
Well, he said traditional mythology, and what I know is Twilight, that is not traditional vampire mythology.
Have you actually seen it?
I've heard the podcast, and I've read about it.
It is just a take on the original concept of what vampires are. It's just another one. It's more like Buffy the Vampire Slayer vampires than, you know, Count Dracula vampires. It's less of a possession of demons and more, you know, more of like, oh, we can feel, but, you know, it's still that kind of thing.
And sparkle.
Yeah, the sparkle thing's a bit weird. That's a unique take on it. But, I mean, it's still more of the original. Like, even Blade vampires were a little more unique than that.
I guess that's true.
I liked the Blade series. I just didn't care much for Blade 2. That was a little ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah.
Even better than Blade 3?
Well, 2 and 3 were both kind of like, eh.
I like 2. 3...
Ryan Reynolds gets annoying after a point. I'm sorry.
You're just not a fan of the actor.
I'm not. I'm sorry. He... is funny, but don't put him in superhero roles.
He's done so well with them.
Yeah. You know, I'm not fanboying out here at all. I like him as an actor, and I think he's talented. I just don't like him as a superhero. I just don't think it works.
I think he did good in RIPD.
I didn't get to see that one. It looked cool.
I mean, it is essentially a like Men in Black meets Ghostbusters. I mean, it's kind of a ripoff of Men in Black more than anything, but... Yeah. It was still cool.
He's another one of those actors that, you know, he gets his paychecks by doing a certain thing that he's, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas he can actually act if given the certain role.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway. That's a topic for another show, too.
Yeah.
It really is, because there's some really great actors out there who make their paychecks by, you know, screaming in front of blue screens and things like that. But you give them a great dramatic role and you're like, oh my God, these guys can act. It's amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah, for sure.
Case in point, they do say Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
I mean, that's a topic for another show, but those two guys definitely, I mean, they're known for being goofs, but if you've seen movies like The Truman Show and Man on the Moon for Jim Carrey, and then you see movies like Stranger Than Fiction or Everything Must Go for Will Ferrell, you're like, oh my God, these guys are great actors, but they get their paychecks by doing, you know.
Although Jim Carrey's become an amazing character actor.
He is. No, he's amazing. I mean,
that's really where he's kind of said goodbye to that old, I'm going to yell at everything, and, you know, the 90s, early 2000s Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And now he's basically a live-action cartoon character. And he just does these character roles that are just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you have to get your start somewhere.
Yeah. I think getting the break for Grinch really made that happen. Just because that was a great character role for him. He did, like, the mannerisms. He really knows how to work his features to be that character.
Yeah.
Even Liar Snicket, he didn't.
Liar Liar is one of those movies where he's just like over the top ridiculous, but you can't help but laugh at him.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny to watch.
Yeah.
The whole boardroom scene itself, I crack up every freaking time because it's funny. Because how many people in America have ever wanted to do that to like their boss and the table of like people?
Yeah.
The boardroom tea people and just lay into him and they think he's like, ah, you're such a funny guy. It's like, no, asshole, I'm making fun of you. That's right. We're dropping swears here on Full Stream Radio this week. No F-bombs yet, but.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
No, don't even start. That's if we start talking about Karate Kid Part 3. Anyway.
Oh, yeah,
I never actually saw that, but it sounds like it's for the best.
Oh, it's for the best. That movie was
terrible.
Which
one was the one with the girl Karate Kid?
The next Karate Kid. That was the fourth movie.
That's the fourth one.
Yep. Okay. I would have been happy with the first two films, but anyway, that's a story. Yeah, well, anyway. All right, full streamers, well, we're going to wrap this show up this week. But remember, if you're ever in danger, pull out that power buffer and call out the dinosaur of your choice. So until next time, this is Joshua J.
Robert Hunter.
And Matt Solis over here.
All right, it's Morphin Time, kids. Talk to you next time.